This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So tragic, tragic day as 12 people have been killed and 13, if you include the shooter, when an ex-Marine, 28-year-old Ian Long, opened fire at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks on Wednesday evening during college night. Multiple casualties, and he killed himself. He had done so after he had shot a cop, killed a cop, hurled smoke grenades onto the dance floor. From what I understand, he used the Glock, and it's just, horrified. There's no place that's safe. There's no place that's dangerous. No place that's safe. You can't even use those descriptors anymore with the kind of BS that we're seeing right now. It's so tragic. So, Ian Long, 28 years old, apparently had been cleared by mental health experts, we're being told, after an incident in his home occurred last April. He killed 11 people inside the bar, and then one of the first cops on the scene. And from what I understand, I believe this cop was a sheriff, and he was one day away from retirement. Still, we don't have a motive. But neighbors say that he was known to suffer from PTSD. He served in the Marines for 5 years between the years 2008 and 2013. He had been awarded 10 medals and toured Afghanistan, we're being told. Now, survivors from the shooting said he looked like he knew what he was doing, as he repeatedly fired his Glock 45. Dozens ran for, and from what we understand, he had purchased this and it was a legal arm. People had to run for their lives. They tried to hide behind pool tables, used bar stools to shadow windows to escape, and he just kept firing, throwing smoke grenades. They say the first police officers arrived at the scene 3 minutes later. Long shot one of them multiple times before shooting himself. By the time SWAT arrived, he was dead. His body was found in an office inside the bar. The sheriff's sergeant, who was shot later, died in the hospital. His name was Ron Helis, a 29-year veteran. So 13 people dead. Apparently what happened is in April of this year, deputies were called to his home. There were, I guess, reports of a disturbance, according to Daily Mail. He was, quote, acting irrationally and was irate. So police called in their mental health specialist. They cleared him, deciding against having him committed, and then left him at the home. So it's unclear, right, if he had bought it after the April incident or before. He had no real criminal history except a minor traffic infraction. And he had served in the Marine Corps for 5 years, between 2008 and 2013, did tour Afghanistan. And so in terms of his rank, he climbed to the rank of corporal before he left the armed forces. He had been awarded numerous awards, Navy, commendations, combat action ribbon, Marine Corps, good conduct, sea service deployment ribbons, and a spokesperson for the Marines declined to give information surrounding his discharge, but they told Daily Mail that they were bound by privacy laws and unable to reveal what prompted him to leave. So he did leave the Marines, and then he took a job with California State University Northridge, and then he attended classes as a student. He worked as an athletic trainer. And, you know, so what is, you know, what do we have an underlying theme? He looks like he was a Dodgers fan. What I think is so frustrating and something that we just can't conceptualize is you have people that we are working out next to at the gym, sitting next to at a Dodger game, sitting next to in class in college, And they may be a future mass murderer. And I run into odd people all the time. I mean, you can't call it every time. You know what? You look odd. You may be the next mass shooter, mass murderer. So we really don't know. I don't think anybody knows how to manage a situation like this. There was a domestic disturbance. He never really had a criminal history. Was he drunk? Did he do drugs? You know how many people get drunk? You know how many people do drugs? You know how many people have a bad day and they go off? Which of those people are going to become, you know, the next mass shooter? So, apparently, this was college night. According to survivors, Long, dressed in all black, he wore a baseball cap, sunglasses, and a mask covering the bottom part of his face. He walked up to the entrance of the bar, shot the bouncer before making his way into the venue. Then he shot a young female cashier. Then he threw smoke grenades onto the dance floor, then led off rounds into the crowd. Survivors described how he carried out the attack with careful precision and said he had perfect form when shooting. Now, this bar is really popular with kids because it allows under 21s on Wednesday nights. So those who aren't old enough to drink get these black X's stamped on their hands. And so they get, you know, mocktails or whatever. Pepperdine University confirmed on Thursday that some of its students were among those in the bar. It's unclear if they were among those killed. And I had gotten an alert from local Fox 5 in Las Vegas that some of the victims were actually at the Harvest 91 festival last October in Las Vegas. I mean, these are people that I don't think can ever recover from, just going to try to enjoy yourself at 11:20 on a Wednesday night. Who would think they would be at risk? The university has determined that multiple Pepperdine students were on site at Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks. The university is now working to identify and provide support to those students. So, I learned, with my father being in the military, anytime you walk into a establishment, whether you're just going, to grab a burger or a convenience store, you make yourself very aware of every single exit and make yourself aware of where you can hide. And anytime you walk into a location, you have a plan in place. You just always do. And not that would, ideally save, ultimately save everyone's lives, but we live in a world where we have some real sick psychos out there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So as you guys know, I teach at Toro University of Nevada in Henderson, Nevada. Henderson, Nevada, for those of you guys not really familiar with the Southwest part of town. Henderson is a really interesting city because you would think it would live in the shadow of Las Vegas. You know, you have Las Vegas. It's like, Golden Knights and the Strip and the hotels and the resorts. And then you have Henderson. Henderson's like a city southeast to it. And it's, many people when Henderson had been around forever, you know, would wonder, how do Henderson folk, you know, take the whole Las Vegas Strip, you know, idea, living, you know, near, you know, the city of glitter? And a lot of people that worked back in, you know, multiple decades ago, you know, on the resort corridor, they would live in Henderson. Really nice town. Seems to get a lot more rain than other parts of Vegas, I just noticed, you know, because I work there. But it's real, it's a fantastic town, fantastic people, and it kind of has a small town feel. You're looking at Las Vegas, which is going to be close to like, 3 million people, within the next decade. And then you have Henderson, which is a small town. You got Green Valley, which is a suburb. Really nice, very pretty. And I kind of live on the west side. You know, I live on the west side of town, so I drive a lot and I commute and I complain about it all the time. And maybe I will consider moving. But, you know, for those of you guys that kind of want to live near, you know, a nice big city and glitter, but you don't want to have big city feel, you know, Henderson is pretty damn cool. So anyway, so my university that I teach at is there. And I know a lot of you guys are like, wait a second, you can barely teach us adults, you know, what we need to know in medicine, and you're actually teaching students. Yeah, I do. But the one thing I teach students is communications. I teach them how to communicate. Yeah, sometimes a cuss word slips out, but for the most part, no, I teach them how to communicate with patients. I teach them how to do their notes, how to document, how to ask patients sensitive things, and how to do certain exams, and then, certain subjects. Usually the gynecological subjects I kind of handle, because I probably at the university have been to the gynecologist more than any other faculty combined. So, it's nice. It's great. You know, one of my favorite jobs I've ever had. But what I did is, I needed to shake things up a little bit. Okay. You know, when I give lectures, I don't like them to be boring. And I know some of you are like, well, you sure as hell, you know, need to follow that premise when you do a radio show. Leave me alone. My show is not boring, but maybe some days it is, but when it comes to class, I mean, you know, some of the material could be really dry. And so I think when you teach, you need to be not only hands-on, but you need to also be visual. There's some people that learn by just reading a paragraph. And they could read that paragraph and they get it. I don't. Don't give me a paragraph and expect me to learn it. You know, I bring up WikiHow a lot on this show, and I think the reason why is I really like the pictures. I like how something is explained and you could see it, but sometimes that's just two-dimensional. Sometimes people need three-dimensional. So what I decided to do, and I've done this before with actors, but I decided to bring my son to be the patient, and I would kind of demonstrate how you would talk to the patient, and then how you'd examine the patient. Okay? And my son is pretty easy because, you know, he's my son. So I could smack him around a little bit. You know, I change that boy's diapers. So if I need to, you know, press on his tummy or press on his shoulder or whatever, you know, there's no barrier. Yet, you know, with a stranger, it's tough. So I could show the students how, you know, easy it is that there could be a flow to the exam. Now, my son, you would think would be embarrassed as hell. Okay? Because he knows how his mama is. And he also knows that his mama is pretty, well, first of all, there's a lot of things wrong with me. Okay, one is I always go, dee! Okay, yeah, that drives me crazy. Number two is I call him Cupcake Tushy. And he, you know, really doesn't like to be called Cupcake Tushy in public. He doesn't even like to be called in private. He really doesn't understand what a Cupcake Tushy is. I don't either. I don't think I've ever defined what Cupcake Tushy is, but I call him Tushy, and I call him Cupcake. So it just makes sense to call him Cupcake Tushy. Does it really have to have logic or, you know, some scientific reasoning behind it? But my students, you know, when I'm not around my kids, I'm very motherly to my students. Now, I do not call my students Cupcake Tushy. I think that's against the law. But I do baby the students, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, my baby's day. So what I think that was very interesting, and I don't want to waste you guys' time. I know you guys, there's a lot of medical news, but in case any of you guys have to teach or make a point across or something, the key to any successful teaching or marketing or convincing somebody to listen to you is the art of engagement. I always talk about the three E's. You got to engage somebody. Then once you engage them, you can educate them, and then you can enlist them. You know, I've used the three E's most of my life, and I didn't realize I was using them. And then I finally wrote an article on it. I'm like, oh, it's the three E's. So, like, for example, I have a patient, let's say, comes in who is 55. Dad had colon cancer. He has some blood in his stool. So I want him to get a colonoscopy. And he's like, oh, hell no. I am never getting colonoscopy. All right. Now, I have to make some life-saving recommendations to this guy who said there is no way in hell he's getting a colonoscopy. So I have to engage him. So how do I engage him? Well, I find common ground and show that I understand why he doesn't want to get a colonoscopy. I go, it's embarrassing, huh? I had a colonoscopy. I was embarrassed, man. You know, it took a lot more shaving than I expected I needed to do as a woman. And then I'm lying there, and I'm looking around, and I, you know, am following the scope while waiting for the anesthesiologist to give me my anesthesia. And I'm sitting there, tushy covered, and I'm looking at this little baby gauze, and it has a little baby drop of lubricant for like a 6-foot hose. I was furious. I start to scream, yell, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I tell my patients about, you know, the time I didn't like that my scope was going to be under lubricated. And he's listening. I get him to listen. Okay, so boom, he's engaged. Okay, the wall's down. Then, and this isn't manipulation. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to show him that I'm on the same page. But then I got to educate him. And then I say, look, all right, the problem is your dad had colon cancer. You have blood in the stool. How else are we going to be able to go and make sure that you don't have colon cancer too? We don't have any other tests. Yeah, maybe there's some CAT scans we can do or whatever, but the best test to see if you have colon cancer is a colonoscopy. Other things could be causing the blood in the stool. Maybe it's a hemorrhoid or whatever, but, you know, the only way to tell that is to look. Boom. That's my education. Then enlist. So now that I engaged him, I educated him, I'm like, so look, can you at least talk to the specialist, the gastroenterologist, talk to him about your symptoms, and look into the options? Can you, you know, at least make that appointment? Because I won't be able to stop the bleeding in your stool if we can't see where it's coming from. Boom. And he goes. So the three E's on somebody who you think is the most, you know, they should be doing the three E's in Congress. So, students are tired. I got to teach them some boring material, so I brought in my son. So my son is now the patient. Now, you see the students nervous because they're like, oh, no. If she acts with her son the way she acts with us, you know, he's going to, you know, kill himself, you know. And I, you know, put that whole idea to rest. Because I did. I go, oh, there's my baby day. Look at the day. Look, okay, tushy. So I did that. And, you know, my son was fine with it. I go, did I embarrass you? He's like, no, I'm so used to it. So they're fine. So I didn't really embarrass him, or he didn't admit that. And the students were like, oh, he's fine. But he got me back. So when you interview a patient, you have to ask past medical history, any past surgeries. You know, not if you ask about what their problem is, but you got to kind of go, you know, deeper into their past. And so when I asked him about his family history, I go, all right, you know, so tell me about your mom. Because I pretended to be the doctor. And it's like, my mom, she's crazy. She's like, all right, tell me about your dad. Oh, my dad's cool. All right, tell me about your brother. And then he, you know, said, my brother, you know, is like, you know, like the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, like mom. So he was able to kind of, and so, you know, the students are trying to learn, right? You know, how to take history and all that or whatever. And I'm really proud of my son, who, you know, is my little tickly tushy. My son, you know, he kind of, you know, helped engage, and I was really impressed that he had some comedic timing. This kid, sometimes he blows my mind. But I noticed that maybe the students didn't learn, you know, how to perform cardiothoracic surgery that day, but they learned something. And so, you know, if you guys have trouble, you know, conveying certain things or ideas or whatever, I mean, people put up walls or you think they're bored or, you know, they just chew you out. Sometimes just do something completely different and off the wall, and you'll at least engage them. And once you engage them, you got that conduit right into the brain. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News.
Lots of questions still remain as to why 28-year-old Ian David Long opened fire in a California country western bar, killing at least 12 people, including a sheriff's sergeant. Former Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant Randy Sutton on the training that goes in when a policeman arrives at an active shooter scene.
It would be a coordinated effort. And so that training that takes place is not only individualized towards the law enforcement agency that has the jurisdiction, but also with the other agencies that are in the area, and that's what the training is for active shooters.
Things in Georgia's gubernatorial race getting a little bit more interesting as Republican candidate Brian Kemp declared victory and resigned from his post as Secretary of State. Meanwhile, the Democrat Stacey Abrams has not conceded and says every vote will be counted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Dolly. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you heard that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and boy, has this just sparked a lot of inappropriate stuff on social media, I need to say. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg had fallen last night, I believe, in her office. And she had gone home, but she felt ill, still felt sore, so she checked herself into George Washington University Hospital and was diagnosed with 3 broken ribs. From what I understand, she is still at the hospital, and she is being observed, and, you know, we'll talk about why. And from what we understand, she will recover. She is going to be fine, and it's a painful condition. You don't want to wish this on anybody. You know, she's 85 years old, and broken ribs, unfortunately, can come with, you know, the simplest of falls, a broken hip, you know, and a broken rib, just one, let alone multiple, can put her at risk for pneumonia. We talked about how with broken ribs, that is one of the very few diseases where I will be very liberal with pain medication if you need it. Because when you have a broken rib, you don't want to take a deep breath. It hurts so bad. So you don't want to take a deep breath. And if you aren't breathing in deeply and breathing out deeply, then bacteria can get in. And then they'll sit and set up shop. So whenever you have stasis, not a lot of movement, which is what we call it, it's a breeding ground for infection. And so we want you to be able to expel and blow out anything that is bad that comes in. And so unfortunately, somebody with a rib fracture, we aren't as much worried about them dying of the rib fracture as we are pneumonia. And so they're probably going to watch her breathing. They're going to probably want to make sure her oxygenation is good. And they're going to probably want to make sure that she doesn't start having consolidation or fluid, which could be a sign of infection. Or even fluid buildup could put her into respiratory failure. So her being admitted is appropriate, absolutely. Now, in her absence, the court did go ahead and have a courtroom ceremony welcoming new Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He joined the court last month after a very dramatic and highly contested committee process, one of the most ridiculous circuses I've ever seen. And by the way, we have a new acting Attorney General, Matt Whitaker, with Jeff Sessions being asked to resign. See, being asked to resign to me means fired, but, Jeff Sessions' resignation has now prompted us having Attorney General Matt Whitaker. So going back to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I have to admit, a lot of the people on the right have been very, very classy with this and has wished her well. And, you have a older woman who has served this country in a variety of capacities. And, somebody suffering, rib fractures, we should be humane and, wish her a speedy recovery. However, the big elephant in the room is she is a liberal judge on the Supreme Court in a very highly coveted seat on that Supreme Court. And there is no way you are not going to be bombarded with political innuendos and insinuations of what this could mean. And so when people saw the news of her having a rib fracture, you heard gasps on one side and cheers on the other. And I just want to remind everybody we're humans first. Okay. Despite the political implications of what this could mean. All right. Somebody was hurt. Okay. That comes first. Don't lose your integrity, your ethics, your soul, right? Because of a political party. We don't want harm on anybody. Okay. Now, she has had a series of health problems, and we are allowed to talk about what the political ramifications can be. We can, okay? Apparently, she broke two ribs in a fall back in 2012. She did heal from those. She has had two prior bouts of cancer, had a stent implanted to open up a blocked artery back in 2014. She also, I guess, was hospitalized back in 2009 for a bad reaction to a medicine. We are come to found out that she has never missed Supreme Court arguments. Now, the court reconvenes November 26th, which is, after Thanksgiving. So there is a little bit of a hiatus going on right now. Now, if she does break a bone, right, break a rib, we told you big risk that she could have is pneumonia. We are expecting her to recover from this fully. But the question that has surfaced is, when can a Supreme Court justice be asked to resign medically? Well, we don't really have an answer of that. You know, there's a lot of talking about impeachment, but they're not talking about impeaching somebody who could potentially be too, quote unquote, old for the Supreme Court. Impeachment is being brought up because people on the left want to impeach Brett Kavanaugh. So when you look up, you know, and you try to, you know, research, you know, when can a person be asked to leave the Supreme Court, I believe the only time that has been, that has happened is when a justice was impeached back in 1805. Associate Justice Samuel Chase had been appointed by President George Washington, and he was accused of allowing his political views to intervene with his decisions and tending to prostitute the court and his position. I think every Supreme Court justice today does seem to kind of, you know, air some sort of political views. I just don't understand how the Supreme Court always seems to be divided on, you know, issues that seem to have a right or a left. But Section 1 of Article 3 in the Constitution says the judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court, and at such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. The judges, both of the Supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior, and shall at stated times receive for their services a compensation, which shall not be diminished during their continuance in office. So that that phrase, during good behavior, it doesn't talk about health, it doesn't talk about age. As long as they behave, whatever that means, they can basically be on the court for life. Now, I'm not an attorney, but if you do have a Supreme Court justice where we are concerned about dementia, then maybe an impeachment hearing would occur. But from what I understand, that hasn't seemed to happen because most Supreme Court justices will retire when they, you know, before that ever happens. Now, from what I understand, Ruth Bader Ginsburg has vowed to be on the court at least till the year 2020. She, I guess, has hired clerks for the term that also extends to 2020. She says she apparently there's no plans for her to retire. She had been appointed by President Bill Clinton. And some people had even had suggested during Barack Obama's tenure that she step down then so Barack Obama could then appoint a younger judge. And she's a tough cookie. She didn't want to go anywhere. I believe she had pancreatic cancer. She wasn't going anywhere. But you have now people very, very concerned that, you know, she's 85 years old. And if she doesn't, quote unquote, make it, God forbid, that leaves a seat open that the Republicans and Trump can appoint. Now, many of us have wondered, you know, about her physical and health state and mental state. Just because she falls asleep during the State of the Union addresses, and she seems to always look like she falls asleep, from what we understand, she still has her full, you know, abilities. So we wish her well, but, you know, it is a topic that is going to surface if an 85-year-old woman with multiple medical issues, you know, I mean, do we ever test to see if they are medically fit for the Supreme Court? And the answer to that is nope. We wait till they decide to retire on their own. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this headline caught a lot of people's eyes. Apparently, this is coming out of Alabama, WVTM, Birmingham. And we're finding out that Alabama's largest health insurer, Blue Cross of Alabama, is going to stop covering OxyContin prescriptions. Why? Because they want to be a part of the effort to deter opioid abuse. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama has announced that it is going to stop covering the standard formulation of OxyContin and the generic oxycodone ER. The changes are part of the insurer's opioid management strategy for commercial members. The insurer will, however, cover oxycodone alternatives like Xtampa ER and Roxybond, which are designed to be more difficult to abuse. It will also cover Lucemyra, or I hope I pronounced that right, which is a newly approved non-opioid designed to treat symptoms of opioid withdrawal. Now, according to Alabama's Opioid Action Plan, there were 741 overdose deaths in 2016. The insurer said in a statement that opioid prescriptions have decreased 18% in the last 2 years, but continued action is needed. So, first of all, I want to commend Blue Cross of Alabama. They're getting a lot of heat for this because they're offering alternatives. If they were just going to drop OxyContin, that's bad. And they know that's bad because they have people that have pain. And why would anybody buy a health insurance plan that isn't going to cover them if they have pain? Now, these are more expensive medications, all right? I'm not sure if they're going to lower the price or they're covering it means somebody else has a higher out-of-pocket, you know, pay, copay. But it probably wouldn't hurt their clientele or their numbers, excuse me, of clientele, because at least they have an option. And if it is a higher copay, people are desperate. They'll pay it. But I do want to urge insurance companies to be very, very careful when they want to be a part of the effort to deter opioid abuse. Many insurance companies have been kind of jumping on the bandwagon going, okay, you know what? We're not going to cover OxyContin. Woohoo, yay, good, good, good. Yeah, see, you know, we get some headlines. People are proud of them. They're like, oh, yeah, good job. You're not going to cover OxyContin. That's good. Okay, well, I understand you want to be a part of this effort, you know, and you know, people are, you know, from the other side are criticizing you for not doing anything. So you could at least say, look, we stopped covering the medication. We are doing our part. I get that. The problem is in an effort to have good PR, you could unfortunately be, you know, putting a lot of people at risk. And so when I say I want insurance companies to be careful, realize that there are ramifications if pain medications aren't covered. Now, I understand OxyContin. OxyContin has been for decades a huge, you know, sore spot and, you know, a blemish on the pain management field because many people found it so effective that it was very easy to get dependent on and it was very easy to abuse. So the company ended up the, oh my gosh, I, for the life of me, I just lost, I just lost the, pharmaceutical company that makes OxyContin. We just talked about it. Purdue, that's it. Sorry. Had a brain fart there. So Purdue did listen to calls and make a, you know, more, a medicine more difficult to abuse. But these medications, there's a demand for. So when there's a demand, we hope somebody supplies. The problem is you have a lot of other pharmaceutical companies watching what's happening to Purdue. Just like we saw pharmacies watch what happened to a major pharmacy chain when they were getting fined and sued for filling opioid prescriptions. Nobody wants to get bad PR. Nobody wants to lose money on a drug. Nobody wants to lose clients. And so the more we see certain pain medications get, shall we say, blacklisted, the less we're going to have pharmaceutical companies want to make the next new and approved pain medication. I mean, look, the FDA had just approved a new powerful pain medication that's supposed to be, what, 100 times more powerful than morphine, similar to fentanyl? And it was all over the news going, what is the FDA doing? We have an opioid crisis. All right. Well, I, you know, and I'm going, guys, okay? Unfortunately, there's a good number of us that will at one point in our lives or another be in some real bad pain. Now, hopefully we never need something of the likes of a fentanyl category. But there are some real, real bad diseases out there. There are some real painful conditions out there. And when the lower dose medications start to not work anymore because you gain a tolerance, you may need some of these stronger medications. And if you have pharmaceutical companies that go, no, I can't take a risk of developing and putting millions, if not billions of dollars into drug development just to have some big PR campaign, smear us later, sue us later, and not cover our drug. You know what? Let's kind of skip the whole pain management. Can we do something else? Pharmaceutical companies could pick any group of drugs they want to develop. They look at the market, they see what needs to be done, what they can do, what they could do differently, and that's what they go for. So I just don't see a lot of new R&D coming around the bend for pain medications for people in chronic pain. And we're going to have more people, especially in our country with chronic pain, because we are doing phenomenal when it comes to living longer and combating heart disease and other sorts of ailments that used to take us out in our 40s and 50s when we were middle-aged. Now that we're living to our 60s and 70s and 80s, our knees aren't going to, keep their cartilage forever. Our backs are going to, start to, compress and have some issues. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, pain from having 3 rib fractures. She's going to need something for that pain so she could take deep breaths and so she doesn't get a pneumonia. I mean, pain happens, unfortunately, to all of us. You don't wish it on any of us. And so, luckily, with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama, they are going to cover other alternatives. But there are companies out there that want to say, okay, look, we're dropping OxyContin too. We're dropping it, all right? But then, when we notice that the opioid crisis still doesn't seem to, subside, we're going to have more of a push for companies and insurance companies to drop more drugs. Well, in Alabama, them having 741 deaths in 2016, that's serious. That's 741 too many. But Alabama has thousands of people that have pain issues. We might need to be a little bit more strategic of how we try to fight the opioid epidemic. To fight the opioid epidemic, we do need to, man everybody with Narcan and naloxone, medications to reverse it. We also need to develop drugs that are non-narcotic based that could help address pain, neuropathic pain. We also need to have more rehab services, right? And, we do need to have a lot of education and a lot of, work with people new to pain medications. But, I mean, that could take decades. And, unfortunately, these moves to drop pain medications are happening within minutes. 1-877-DOC-GULLY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.